Hi, it's the end of week three of The Artist's Way, and this is my week due check-in. Question number one, how many days this week did you do your morning pages? 4 out of 7, which isn't great, but I'll explain why in a second. Part two of that question, how was the experience for you? If you skipped a day, why did you skip it? I'm a bit disappointed with myself for not writing the morning pages every morning. Monday to Thursday isn't a problem, but Friday, Saturday and Sunday are different. I'm in a different routine then. I'm skipping days because I'm rushing to leave work or I'm not in my own home. So I need to make the morning pages more mobile really and get up earlier, if I can. That's not always easy. Anyway, number two, did you do your artist date this week? What did you do and how did it feel? Yes, I had a great artist date. I went to my local cinema, the Picture House in Uckfield. It's a beautiful old cinema. It's been there 100 years and they've changed it a bit since. I watched The Revenant. The film was really good. It was very intense. There were lots of close-up shots, mostly Leonardo DiCaprio. I've seen enough of his teeth and dribble to last me a lifetime, that's for sure. It's an amazing journey his character went on, though, to get back to civilization, if you can call it that, and seek revenge. It's quite a tough, simplistic plot. The scenery in the film was, you know, vast areas of snow and ice-covered America, occupied by indigenous Indians and herds of buffalo. It was just absolutely stunning. It really was. It transported me to another time and place, and that was a good thing, because then I came back and did loads of work. I don't often go to cinema in the middle of a weekday, but it was a really pleasant experience, and I would do it again. Question number three. Did you experience any synchronicity this week? What was it? Yes, I did. I've been thinking about getting a very local part-time job to supplement my work that I already do. Suddenly, on a social media site, a local company posted a message asking for help. Part-time help, and I responded, and I'm going to go and see him soon to find out more details. So yeah, synchronicity, nice. Number four, were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Describe them. Well, moving studios has been a big one. A bit frustrating to bring so much stuff home again when I've only recently decluttered, but at least I did declutter back in January, because it's made at least a little bit of space. Space is going to be an issue though for me. Never mind. I noticed in my morning pages I was complaining of queasiness if I'd eaten something late in the evening. So that's something I'm trying to stop doing. And water was mentioned several times. I think I maybe get a muggy head because I don't drink enough water. So I've introduced a jug to my studio. And I think I also get a muggy head from basically going to bed too late, which is pretty self-explanatory. Pretty obvious. Anyway, I'm going to reinstate my 10 p.m. unplug and my 11 p.m. sort of lights off whenever possible. What else? Noise come up again in my morning pages. I just hear so many things when I'm writing, and I've realised that maybe noise affects me more than I think it does. So I did what some of the young people do where I work. I've got some ear defenders to wear during the morning pages and whenever else I feel like it, to block out what I will refer to as noise pollution. Finally, I love drawing cartoons this week. A cartoon about a news story and cartoons about people, just freestyle doodling. I get a real buzz out of that, especially when I make people laugh. I hope I do anyway. And I think that's important. That's important to me, that it's fun. Saying that, I still want to explore different types of art this month, this artist's way, and use different materials. So I plan to make myself a little bit uncomfortable over the next couple of weeks with what I decide to make and what I decide to make all of that with. So yeah, thank you for listening. If you'd like to know anything more about me and The Artist's Way and what I'm going to do, please go to the website www.richardpettitart.com, and there's options there to sign up for updates if you like. That'd be great. Thank you. Bye.